Dav kafa mun beis, bav kafa kafa mun beis. Dann in das Tugo, zeh nene, vizeh rechose, et a shayla. If it zeh nene, vizeh chose, he certainly has to pay. If it zeh lo nene, vizeh lo chose, he certainly does need to pay. What's a loche? If it zeh nene, vizeh lo chose. Do we say, he needs to pay? You have an all. You have an all, you have to pay. Or, since it's very costly, so then we saw the way we're learning the sugar, it's ministering to play. Since it's ministering, perhaps you're not allowed to play. Perhaps since it's ministering, perhaps this is considered included in the category of ministering. That was a shade of the Gemara, and the Gemara was trying to bring summarize for it. So we got up to the Tanan, we started already learning this, right? Tanan, Hamakim, Chavei, Mishol, Shukhrisov, the goddess you showing us a shnim as a shishis it will end on Thursday. Somebody who has a field, I'm sure he's made nice gracious that field was there. And his neighbor had three fields around him, and he made a wall around those three fields. Amaki and Chaveri were about seven lines down, maybe a bit more, eight lines down, and half of them this. Amaki and Chaveri, Mishalot Shukhrisov, somebody who made a wall around his friend's field from three sides. So he left the open, he left one side open. So God has to be showing us a shneir, a shishis. Ein mechayv in us, we're not mechayv the middle guy because he hasn't had any benefit yet. However, it is, but if the market put the wall around on the fourth side, mechayv in us, so we do charge the middle guy to pay the expenses. Why? This outer guy had to build the wall. He had to build the wall for his own protection. So anyway, had to build it. So why should we say that the inner guy, and we said the inner guy is bottle, or the inner guy is chayim? So what do we see? The inner guy didn't. The outer guy didn't lose any, he didn't spend an extra penny for him. He anyway had to do it, he didn't spend an extra penny for him. And we say it's chayim. So we have a good riot. And then Zalei Chotzer Chayim. So here we saw the answer. The Gemara, Shani Aslam, Domele, Atkir, Antali, Akif, Yisrael. The only reason why I'm putting up this wall is because of you. So what? So we said in mid-stone, you got a right to claim. And we learned. Really, every time a person has a no, I've got a right to claim the money, the no that you got. A financial benefit, you got a financial benefit. So every time there's a financial benefit, I've got a right to claim it. The only reason why I shouldn't be able to claim it is if it's stolen. If the reason why I'm building it is only because of you, then it's not made the stolen. If I was building it anyway for myself and you benefited, that's made the stolen. But here, why am I building it? Because your field is the cause of my problems. It's true.
Okay, I'm saying, because of you, if it's there, right? No longer a case of Rochasser?
No, we're not going to have shot. That was just a shot. We're not going to have shot. We're going to have
shot. The most obvious shot in the morning.
Not really. It's very hard because we understood what the Gemara's question was. Shema Minah, Zenem, Zele, Chose, Chai. And so we answered it's Lo Yochose. Why the Lo Yochose? Because the guy had to build it anyway. And now, because there happens to be a guy in the middle, and he was there from even before, you can't say, I'm causing you that loss. Actually, doesn't give you such a loss, but the way I understand that is the easiest way I find it.
What's the other?
So it's Svara in Middlestone,
yeah.
That if you're the cause of my problem, then I've got a right to claim. Middlestone, each other, sound spitefully.
That's enough. It's enough to uproot Middlestone.
Right. Right.
You're aggravating me by being there.
Right. Yeah. That's how.
Give me the Rashi's. Yeah.
The Hakepi is it's true. Rashi Loshen maybe needs to be fudged slightly. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, let's see Rashi. All the Rashi's there. Mishalah Shukhoisov. Mishalah Shukhoisov. Shahoyel and Ruben. Shalish Sodois. Eitzel Sodos Shimon. Mishalah Shukhoisov. Yeah, you see where is this Rashi?
Where were you?
Four lines down in the narrow line. Last word of the night in the Shalosh. Sure, you got it? Good. Shalosh of place of Shalosh, Ruben, Shalosh, Sodis, Hayfield for the Shemaim. Reuven had three fields adjacent to the field of Shemaim. He shot it to face up and keep it up. The God of Reuven is a Rishayna, some of the state Shemaim, the Vat. He built just the one wall. Mechitzais, Chitzayimais, Shahoy Eloi, Einoi, the Shabikus. He built the outer wall that's between him and the other Bikot, the other field. Bezashnia, Vashishiski there. Ein Mechaim and Oisoi, Ein Mechaim and Shimon Blum, we don't make Shimon Chaim to my honey neighbor. What benefit did he have? I said, they have Kusa, Psuchon. In Tel Aviv, his fields are open on the fourth side. Haribis, Haim Hoya, when they were being done in Sotois, Miyabuko is Befruven, had four fields, the Gajon, and he did fence them up. Achaib and his Shimoin, Nossi says, Helkoi, we obligate Shimoin to pay his share, the Machitzes Hapnimios. In the inner walls, Shebeinu and Reuven, between him and Reuven. Shema mino zeinen and Shimon, v'zeh lo yichoser Reuven, sh'ayesh lo yichoser Reuven. The enemy has to fence up his field. Even if it wasn't Shimon, it would have been an empty field. The enemy had to do it because if animals there. So it's there lo yichoser. So the question, the Gemara understood it's lo yichoser. That is what the answer is.
Oh, yeah. If Reuven had both feet and Shimon was the fourth one.
Oh, that's the next case you're doing, Mark.
That's coming up.
Yeah, it's a bit of shadow. See in a second. I'm talking about the grow to that. The Kefir Yisayah. Oh, so here, what's the answer for Kefir Yisayah? So in Rashi, Kefir Yisayah. The Elam Soda Shal Shimon bin Sedoiso. If there wouldn't have been the field of Shimon between the fields, the Mechitzes Mitzoynos. There would have been sufficient for him to have outer fields. And his whole fields, or all his fields, would have been closed up, fenced up. Kosehu Bishvila. Kosehu Bishvila. Shad is what these words, Kosehu Bishvila, means. Yes, he's focusing on the word Kosehu. It's considered Kosehu. And I'm focusing on the word Bishvila. Now, but it's called low possible because the enemy would have to do it, even if it's Shimon not there, it's an empty field. And since ultimately the reason why it goes up is because of the field of Shimon, it's considered Bishvilo. So it's not Soren of then of Minister. And then that I had to make this field, these walls anyway for myself. So you were the beneficiary of my expense, my investing, which I did for myself. Definitely the one that built it had to fork out to pay out money. It wasn't for the other person's sake, it was for his own sake. If it's Mishvilo because of him, then because of Shimon, then he has a right to claim the money. Well, since it's that only Pshat to the Gemara, that's the Pshat I understand. He's so Mishvilo. Okay, now that brings us to this here. You know, I wanted to share with you a shayla that happened on Thursday that I'm honest, I thought these shaylas don't happen. We're learning about them, right? That if I'm in Mahane, you then I've got a right to claim, you owe me money, everything goes with the stone. Not the morning I got a phone call on Thursday from the gardener who works for Rabbi Kornfeld and the building of Rabbi Kornfeld. And he called up and he said that he just made a mistake. And instead of doing a Kornfeld's Chaliyah, the buildings of 19 Ayalon, he did the Chaliyah of Ayalon 21. He all nice and tidy, he removed all the weeds and cleaned up all the way around the building. And he asked if he can have payment. I think, like, oh, payment? You made a mistake. And then I thought, no worries, this is what he said. We had a law, we're making a law, right? He had invested in his time and his efforts and things. So it's a Zen and Zen Chosse. And it's also, I mean, it's like we love the Yuri, the Nisei Chavari.
It's a little bit different, though. It's not what you guys are. It's like, it's not what you guys are about the animals. And what they eat. You think it's a human option, you know?
Yeah, so if we would anyway do our garden, we do it. It's the cell number. So I said, listen, here's the number of our device. You call them up, his mind started going, the first feeling in the case of no, what did that thing on that? I was very excited about the shrine. So as I told someone, I said, I thought these shadows in for the time to come out. I knew he didn't say, but it's a market. He said, if you come to Basin here the whole time, he said, there's a story that maybe you said everything you're sure of. Somebody called up a painter and said, I'm going away, please paint my house. That's fine, I'm not around. And I leave the keys in the electricity box. And the painter came and moved the keys, painted the apartment. And it turned out it was the neighbor's keys. He also left his keys in the apartment. And now we paid payment for his painting from the neighbor. He painted the whole apartment. He's a money donor. Yeah, so he said the shaders are not from just arcade. These shaders happen. I was very excited to actually. It made my Friday night more excited.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, Dan Solomon seems to think, yeah. I pass on to the other bike.
With a painter. Also, again, yeah. The person wants this place painted.
If a person normally does want to have painted,
what's what painted?
That's the recent painting, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. But then he painted with thumbs. Comes in the nice paint, then paint it again. I mean, obviously, you could have done with a touch of paint. Yeah. All right, so these sides happen. Tell us, right now, we have now the Steve's point. And this is the Met needs, this Gemara needs Havon. Yossi came on Thursday and said, I need to follow this stuff. It was like, what's Pshat? We need to understand this stuff. Right? It needs Havon. So we're going to learn it. We come to Rashi Pshat. And when we learn Tesis, we'll have to have a different Pshat. When we come to Rashi Pshat, Tal Shema. Oh, my abuse. Im Oma, do you see where we are? Oh, my abuse, first one, the man in Jason. Im Oma, Nikif, we got a service. If the Nikif came, that's the person in the middle going, Shimon. He stood up and he did the reverse. This is my Sri. He did the false side. The galvanim all over Sakri. Then he has to pay the expenses of the wounds. Hi, man. The God and Nikif says the Gemara can be Medakar and Biosi. The only reason why the Nikif had to pay is because he did it. Ha Makif. If the Makif would have done it, Potom. It'd be potter. Why? Mami no. Zenene. Zenechos a potter. Push from you, you see. Zenene. Zenechos a potter. Tana kama hold your chayim. But that's the only reason is because at the end of the cake you say it. But you see, you push. Zenene. Zenechos a potter. This is clear. But he said, only if the Nikif is the one who put up the wall, he has to pay. But if the Maki would have done it, the market would have done it, you wouldn't have to pay. So it's clear, Rabbi Yossi. Zenene v'zele chosel. It disagrees on that. So what? My field was here before your field. Maybe it is that I have to start chipping in because you did it. You only did it for yourself. It disagrees on that smart. But he says that if the market would have done it, the Nikif doesn't have to pay. So it's clear that this opinion of Yossi holds, then chosid pot. Right? Before. Is Tana Kama Chorik on that? Does he hold then and then chosid chai? No, not Mocha. The reason why in that case he said it is because, like he just said, after the Nikif is here. But otherwise, I'd agree with you. If I don't hold it this far, I agree. Then and then chosid pot. Remember, first the Tana holds, then very good. So what was the shayla of the Gemara? Have another the Mishnah. You see, in Baba Basra it says, then
why
Shimon,
if he puts the
pot
on there, what of it?
Excellent. That's the question we need to have on. We have to do Rashi, and then we'll say, so if then it was a pot, so why, if Shimon puts up the wall, does he now need to pay for all the walls? You anyway had to put up those walls for yourself. Reuben put them up anyway for himself. And then there was a bottom. So I did not the walls. Why does that make me that? Now I have to pay for all three walls. Right? So that needs to have on. We're going to see. We're going to say, if Shabbat takes. about three or four different shaltim, and we're going to learn the shaltim since. So says the Gemara, just regarding this raya, I have a raya, then and then a possible partial. No, shani hasam dom, and then this target is in a tier of. You're right. Really, then and then the loy possible, you're crying. Maybe you're crying. Who says I need to have such a fancy wall? I'm happy to make a thin wall made of thorns. That's what I would be happy to do. So then and then the also. I don't need to pay because I don't have an offer here. I don't need such a fancy wall. I don't need such a fancy wall. I would never spend such a fancy wall. Therefore, I don't need to pay for it. So what do you want to say? He put up a wall. So what do you want to say? Then in it. I had an offer made. The guy put up a nice fancy thing.
Which guy?
The roommate. No, if Shimon put up a wall, then he's going to pay for all the wall. Because he showed he wanted the wall. If Shimon didn't put up the wall, but rather Reuven built a wall all the way around, so what do you want to say? You see that Shimon doesn't need to pay. Answer is, because Shimon can say, I don't have such other, it's not enough for me. Because I personally would have sufficed with a very thin wall of thorns. I would have spent maybe 3 shekel on these walls. You've built a wall of thousands of shkolim. Thank you very much, but that's not something which speaks to me, Bechlan. I personally would have only spent 3 shekel. So it's not zenen, it's not something I would have spent anyway. So I don't need to pay. Zenen is only if it's a financial, I saved money. Not saved money, I wouldn't have done it. Just wouldn't have done it.
Do we go to selling, cheap selling, or not? Meaning, okay, you would have been to sell 3 shekels for the walls. But let's say I discount, but you want to make my own out expense.
Very nice, okay. Very nice. Yossi is saying, based on the previous command that we said that if you do have a benefit in nutritious food for your animal, then you have to pay 2/3 of the price. So what would be him? So very good. Nice shayla. Should not be a shayla. That's been held on. Would a person put up such a wall if you get a discount of a certain amount? And if you would, you'd have to pay that amount. Very nice. Very clever way to put the two together. I don't know the answer. It's a very good time. Now let's try and understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is telling us that if Shimon puts up that wall, then he has to pay for all the 4 walls. Even though if he puts up the 4th wall, he's hired for everything. Why should that be? Says Rashi. Rashi in Oman Nikif. First word in the line is Oman Nikif. I apologize. Hello? Okay, mommy's in there, right? So go it up, okay? No, I can't. I'm in shape. I'm not in shape. In a moment, we got the service. Got the idea, says Rashi. Got the idea. The Nichele became for Yeshua. If he puts up that 4th wall, he has now been Megale Das, then he's happy with the heck of a Ruben. And therefore, Megale given all of us a girl, therefore, we put on him everything. Lost his Chelko, he has to give his portion in Gibel Mechitz's Pnimei Shalubin. What on earth does this mean? I put up the 4th wall, I showed I'm interested in it, and then I looked at him.
That sounds like a shame thing.
Huh?
I think maybe a shame thing.
They pay half on all 4 walls. Every person that goes and stays in an apartment is Gori Adite, the Nihre. He's happy to stay in his apartment. What on earth does this mean? Gori Adite, the Nihre. We're talking about then and the Loy Chosin. The guy anyway would have put up that wall. Loy Chosin, what is Nene? God indicted in Israel. What is Nene? Mechav Tesi shouldn't have to pay. Mechav Tesi should pay. What's the chance? The man was chatting. We're going to say Pshat of Kitzuris. The man, there's different mahalakim in there. In Rashi, we can say the Kitzuris. Rashi says like this. If the Shimon puts up the fourth wall, Godi Adayte, he has revealed his mind, which means he has shown me quite clear. Then he's happy with the heckler of Reuven. From the Galgulin on of a sacrifice, and therefore we mean, really means to roll onto him, but we make him liable for all. See, this is these words. Lot is his kelgoy to pay his portion, so not his offering, his portion. The gimel machitzit pnimishalumin on the three inner walls.
Yeah.
Reuven doesn't have
to. So what does this mean? Why? Because he's shown that he's interested in paying, he has to pay. Why if Shimon shows he's interested in the expenses that Reuven did, Shimon needs to pay. All right, Reuven anyway would have had to put up these walls for himself. So it's Lord Chosin.
We're not going back to the before about Garanta.
That was Tanakama with the abuse. Yeah, Grace doesn't know that Garanta. Grace knows that.
This is like a renter. Once he pays the white wall,
why is he a renter?
So he could have not agreed that he rented.
If
that's how I heard he could have left it, once he paid for a wall, like a renter.
What's the smart of that? Renter means that before we go in, we make an agreement you have to pay this amount. It didn't happen. The guy put up three walls. And after putting up the walls, I went and put up the four. So it showed I'm very interested in what he did. But why does that make him think now I am?
Well, it's actually at that point, and that's when he's getting not from the four involved.
So that wall, I really have finished off for you. Very good. So those three walls you did for yourself. And I did one wall. So I've done my one. You did three walls. Why should I have to pay for your three walls?
That work well.
Yeah, maybe it does. Maybe not.
But it's also
game.
Why is
he here? Maybe not, because if you're Zen and Zen, maybe not. Then, right, well, now then you've got this Gori Adite, because he put up three walls, so he is interested in it.
He's not, of course.
Same with still Gori Adite.
I mean, according to this diagram, Ruby doesn't benefit from the fourth wall.
Right.
If it isn't the fourth property.
Ah, okay.
That's what I was asking.
Very good. Okay. Fine. Fair enough. Okay. So Reuven has a benefit to see with that. But what is Pshat? What's Pshat? So I'm going to tell you Pshat of Ktis. The Ktis of the Daik in the Shofanot, in the Rambam. And we're talking about that Reuven built the wall halfway on Reuven's land and halfway on Shimon's land. It wasn't a wall totally on Reuven's land. It was partially on Reuven and partially on Shimon, the three walls. Partially on Reuven, partially on Shimon. Now, the halacha is, the chotza ma'adom is zeich. If person's field has something on the field, he's zeich in it. Only if he wants it, he doesn't want it, then not. So the Gonya Daitri makes it that I have the field I'm interested in this wall that you built on. And therefore, my chotz is zeich in it. The minute my chotz is zeich in it, Reuven now has no right to dismantle the wall and take back his stones, because my chotz was zeich on those stones. So now it is chosen. Now Reuven lost out. He's lost out half of his stones. Now it's a case of zeh neneh, zeh chosen.
He built it.
He built a half of Reuven to half of Shimon.
He chose to build it.
Not really. He chose to put up. He chose to take it down. He could have done that. But the minute that Reuven and Shimon showed that he was interested, Goli died in the Nichele, so his chotzen now was zeich in those stones. Send the choice, if his chotzen zeich in the stones, Reuven now can't take them back. If he can't take them back, he was chotzen. He lost half of his stones. So it's a zen, and if it's a chosen, he lost half of his stones. Half of the money invested has now gone to Shimon. If so, Shimon now has to be. Had Shimon not done the fourth wall, he was never got he died to the Nihale, so he's put stones on my rishus. I didn't give you permission to put stones on my rishus. My rishus is not zeich in them. So it's zen, and if it's a chosen, I've gone all about it. But you haven't lost. You can take your stone back if you want. And you build them just for yourself. From the minute Darius Shigalia Das, I was interested in it. So my partner was looking at it. So any stones that are now in my rishus belong to me. So Reuben lost his stones. So Zenit with Zenchosem. Zenit with Zenchosem. Bevadai Yochai. That's the pshat of the Kitzis. It works in Rashi's pshat. Rashi runs the wall. It's in between the Shimon and Reuben. We're talking about the wall in between Reuben and Shimon. There you can learn such a pshat. In Tosis, we're only able to learn such a pshat. But in Rashi, you could. Right? So we have this wall in between. He wants his golly died to the Nichalei. He shows, I'm interested in the stone. I'm interested in the wall, which means I'm interested in the wall being, and it's in my rishus, my chutz is zeke in that wall. So that wall now belongs partially to me. Shimon and Reuben, the built it, has lost half of his stones. So it's choser. Zenen, it's a choser. Bevadai chel. You want my scarf?
Yeah. Come on. The issue I have with that tier, the woods, is I would say, meaning he would have to pay for the benefit of the walls anyway. If Reuben would have built the walls entirely on his property and he was shote, he was looking at every day they're doing construction over there. So he, that himself being quiet is showing his smichale, he's not coming to complain, it's on his property, and at the end of the day, he's saying, pay it up.
Does it say such a thing to them?
Say that anytime someone comes with a kabbalah, somebody's property, does gardening like happened the other day, and does it for the benefit of the person, he has to pay for it. There's a benefit, there's an enhancement on the property.
Because it's a chosen.
What?
Because it's a chosen. But here there's no chosen. Here the guy built it for his own benefit. It's not like a god that comes from the altar. He built it for his own benefit. So it's a zen and a zen, loy chosen. Then and observe not impossible. Your part.
But Rashi seems to indicate that what's chashuv for us is gale adate. Until now, we didn't know what he would want. He was saying, I don't want it. He wasn't paying.
That's putting words.
Right now, he's megale to us that he would be willing to pay for such a thing. That's all he wants. And as soon as somebody.
He was happy with the second.
Now that we're looking at the chashuv part. Is it Gale?
But he be Megale Adak the Nihale, his heart is zeichen it.
Since silence comes.
That's what I'm saying, also, right? What? If I can
be
there, if I know that somebody's
scared of him. What? I
don't
see my stick there,
dog. It's a car, no?
No.
Not a clown? No. Stick a gold at army. Stick a gold at army. I claim money off me. Say you owe me money. You keep crying, so you say stick a gold. You're not claiming any money. You build me a wall. You build a wall. Right? You build a wall.
You see it on your property? I see it on your property? And you don't say anything? That's it.
What? Okay, right. That's the manifest. It seems to know fish and sure. And that's how you say it. So, this is really vain again. I asked, I thought about this wall they made here. It is a massive big wall between the two properties. Now, as long as there was no wall there, the shul cannot make the ramp going down to the hall. Now that the wall's there, they're able to make a ramp going down to the hall. And they're going to be making a ramp one day. We have to show going down to the hall. So that is Godi Daite Denifel. To ask then suddenly I said, well, do they need to pay for this wall? So he said to me one thing that I said about it. He was not some godly dietary dove, but he added the point that Peter says this godly dietary comes to Rashi anyway is only when that wall was partially on the Grah property. Then godly dietary, then the fact that the Grah makes now this ram going down, it shows the interest in this wall. So their property is zeicher in part of this cement. So it's choser. They lose the building across the building, the block of flats is losing part of their wall, and therefore the ground needs to pay.
And it's the wall on the property.
Yeah, so the point is that they built the wall entirely on the ground's property. So that is a bit of an issue, it's busy fighting.
I would say food for casual all the way. The ground preferred to be entirely on the other side.
Those are
and now they talk, I don't even say. Because I can say to them, you took our property, so it gets property.
But no, that's something else. All the problems you have built on the property, whatever, that's a bit more complicated, this item. But, so Mitzvah said originally that if it's half on my property, half on yours, then anyway you need to pay as long as to give Zen and Zen across. But on the Ktois, maybe the other Shem, maybe on the Ktois says clearly that this din of Goliath Dante is only when it's half in and half. Not only does Rashi not say it, if you look at Rashi, maybe there's a big Rashi that says the opposite. Look at Rashi with God.
Read that
down. It's quite high up, about 8 lines down in the narrow line.
This way.
We've got the Reuven and Sarishoina. Samoch l'steishim levad. He built it adjacent to the field of Shemin. Doesn't sound like he built it on it. Adjacent to it. But although it's a shout of the Ktois, that's a Rambam, not Muchach, it's in Rashi. Rashi sounds like he built it adjacent, not on it, right? So I have to be honest. And if you look at Rashi, you have to be not much more like it. Rashi built it all on his own property. And if so, if he built it all on his own property, then we don't have this Teretz of the Ktois. I'm told him how from the Ktois that's a Rambam if it's in okay. But in Rashi, and Yossi's right, Rashi should have maybe spoken it out. I'm saying more than that. Rashi's mashma, even less than that. Rashi's mashma, he built it adjacent to it. Adjacent doesn't mean partially on and partially off. It means adjacent. So the part of the Rashi is not this pshat. We've got a pshat, but maybe the part of Rashi is not saying it. So there are other pshat here. One pshat is that, as we've explained, the Zele Chosa is a svara in ministry. Really, Reuben has a claim on Shimon. Reuben has a claim on Shimon. You've got a benefit. Just, it's ministry for me to claim it. Because anyway, I would have messed up myself. So it's made this time for me to claim it. You see, Paul, it's made this time. That made this time. No, because of Shimon, he had to build it. He built it for himself.
Because of Shimon.
Shimon was the trigger for him to build it. But he built it for himself.
Without Shimon, he wouldn't build it anyway. Without Shimon, he wouldn't have built it anyway.
What do you mean without Shimon?
Shimon was after.
If it was after, he also would have built it.
He would have.
Yeah, with animals. It happened to me. The field belongs to Shimon, and that's why he's saying that you're the one who caused it. But the field was there from Sheshmei Reish. He had a big field, and he in the middle there. There's a bill. I don't know if it was Shimon. It would have been somebody else. Whoever it would have been, it wouldn't be Shimon necessarily. Obviously, if we could somehow ignore that middle field, it would just put a field walls around it. But there is a field there. There is such a field, right? The animals that live there. So there is such a field. So when we all... So we're saying the svara, the whole way through it, really, every time somebody has a no, you've got a right to claim. You do have a right to claim. Just, Mitzvah, there seems to be that if the person who is the beneficiary shows that for him, he really would be willing to pay for it, then there's no Mitzvah to claim. If Mitzvah is for me to claim out of spite, that means it makes no difference to me. And why can't it? But if that person showed that he would, what you did is really work something for him, then you've got a right to claim. What exactly is the getter not so clear? So I saw some people today that Zele Chosim Potter, because although, of course, the one that the person staying in an apartment is not up for rent, he would normally pay money for it. He didn't show he specifically wants to be in this apartment. They're like, I mean, this one, like, okay, they've been on a higher, different one. So, well, show me that specifically wanted the investment that you made. But if, let's say, somebody would come and squat in this deer, and I'd say, yeah, no, no, this deer is just the deer that I want. Manage it just locally, it's just right next to the garage, just what I needed to get out of my apartment. But this was the deer that I really wanted that deer. See, so I'll show that this was the thing that he wanted, then he would be able to kill. Then he would be able to kill. Then you can't blame him, because the guy didn't specifically show you wanted to get this apartment. If he specifically showed he wanted what you invested in to build, he wanted that. Then you would need to
pick his Chazelle on the stand?
Even in a case where it wouldn't have rented out any.
Really?
Yeah, that's
how I see that from.
I'm saying over what the Khrinim are saying. Shin and
Shkar. Where are they going to let any numbers
apply? So they understand that's what this Gemara is saying. At Goli Daitu. What's the Goli Daitu? Goli Daitu showed that yes, the investment that you did is exactly what I wanted.
But that's what we're still dealing with. I mean, it's not. Didn't lose anything.
Right. So what's your recent answer? The recent answer is, Middlestone is just, when the guy, it's true he saved money, but he could have done here or there or anywhere else, and you didn't lose money, so maybe you can't claim. But if you invested money for yourself, and the guy, Dufka, wanted the investment that you did for yourself, he Dufka wanted that, then there's no concern to claim for that money. Then it's considered as if you gave him the money. They say it's like, how do you give somebody money? The example's a bit hard. None of the examples are exactly the same. They consider as if you gave that person the money. If he said, you invested for yourself, but I don't want what you invested for yourself. You made yourself an apartment for holiday room. Where? Right next to the ground. And I'm squatting in that apartment. Why? Because I need to have a place right next to the grill. So your investment you did for yourself, it's true for yourself. You wouldn't normally rent out. But I mean that investment you did, there is no concern of ZNM and ZNM or Middlestone. Middlestone is just, yes, I need somewhere to rent. I could have rented there, could have rented anywhere. I don't particularly need your apartment. Then if you wouldn't normally rent out, you can't clean. If I particularly need your apartment, then I've shown that, then you can clean. Why? No, that's a reason. So I personally connected easier to the vault of the choice because it's something which you can more understand, more of a zikia, a chose, more in the category I understand it better. But as you say, Rashi doesn't say the word, depending on the other differently. So the other Achrayim is saying, better harder vault because it's more in the category of then in the chosse. Then in the chosse means that the guy who's benefiting, the mikra benefited from you, but he could have stayed anywhere. Then if you invested for yourself, then you've got a right to claim it. But if the guy comes up to you and says, you know exactly what you invested in, that's what I wanted. You did what I need. Then, okay, I want the money back. And for some reason, we can.
Just to make it, I think more, I would suggest, bro, disagree. It really depends on what his claim is, the person who's using the item or property. If he's claiming, I wouldn't have paid for this. I wouldn't pay for this. We have to trust him, and we have to say, anyway, this guy is not chassid. He would have gone somewhere else, paid somewhere else that he would prefer. So we say, because of his claim that he's not, wouldn't have paid for this, if you're going to try to take money for it, we got stolen.
What do you mean he wouldn't have paid for this? He would have paid. It's all about the person who normally rents out.
He rents out, but he wouldn't have necessarily stayed at this property.
Right, indeed. He wouldn't necessarily stay at this property.
We said we had another place to stay. He said, no, he would have rented.
We're talking about a guy who would have had to rent.
He would have had to rent.
But he wouldn't have specifically stayed in here.
That's his claim.
Yeah.
So to force him to pay is we not stone. But as soon as he shows that he would have been willing to pay for that apartment or for that kind of construction, then we see that he was megadeth to us, but he doesn't have a claim to say, I wouldn't have paid. He can't make that claim anymore. And therefore, it's not called me that stone to say, because he would have done any business transaction. He would have done the transaction of Hakila. He would have agreed to it.
Yeah. You're saying the same thing in other words. Okay, so that's Sakhidish in Zainan is a cosmic story. Sakhidish is much like showed that this is the transaction I would have wanted, I have to pay for it. Even though the other guy. On that point, if it would be half-half, it'd be people who say you wouldn't need to pay loans. But we did see that if it's entirely on the property of Reuven, maybe still wouldn't have to pay. That's the same with Duke and Rashi, and also in Taste we'll see. Okay, so we've got Mahala, we have out of Taste. Doesn't really fit so well. Rashi's more in the Rambam, and that's that. Okay, let's, I have to stop sharing a little bit earlier, but I want to give a little bit more. So what was the answer with these segment materials? The next Rashi. Oh, Makif. When Kona Makif, oh, you saw the movies. If the Makif, if Reuven would have bought a fourth of it, it's a Shimon. They got her, and he would have closed that up. What's a Shimon? Shimon would be bottom. Why? They say that he did, Sagili ben Tira ben Zuzi. Loiho yer chiles bi yodi nigdo yer gede shel avonim. I didn't have the money.
I didn't say those words.
Oh, very good. To close up a gede of avonim. The Sagili together creates him. For me, I would have spent a money of thoughts. Azuzi. Now there'll be the avonim to make a difference. So why did Rashi have to say I didn't have the money? So here's also in Sfaras you have to look at it. If it's dead normal to build a wall, can a person say, well, I wouldn't have done that? It's normal, that's what you do. You build walls between the fields. So you need to have some time in to say why you wouldn't have done it. If that's a normal thing to do, then why not? To make a lot of bombastic say it's a certain normal thing you do anyway. Whatever the shear and all the there at the beginning of Bombast. So how can he now say, well, you know, I would have done with something else? He said, no, I've got a reason why. I can't afford it. I really can't afford it. Okay, so he's got time. I wouldn't have spent that money. So if I wouldn't have spent the money, so I would have done with just thorns. Maybe that's such a thing he's got. But time and he wouldn't need to. That's what comes. So where are we holding now? Do we have a raya in any of the chos from any of the Mishnahs? So far not. We thought we had a raya, the chayim, from the fact that the Tana Kama holds you need to pay. Which we answered, no, that's because at Gerav Delia Kefi Seir. We thought we had a raya from Poto, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that if the Nikiv does, then he has to pay. But if the Makiv did, he wouldn't be Poto. So no raya. He would have done away with just a very small amount of wool. So we need to find any raya from any Chazal for this. We still don't have it. So Gemara is not going to bring a raya from building and buying an aliyah. Just say very quickly what the story is. Somebody, there used to be a person who had the top floor and a person who had the ground floor. Two different people. The house fell down.
Ownerships.
Different ownerships. The house collapsed. Now the guy wants to build a. The guy on the top floor wants his house back. The ground floor doesn't want to build it. So what do you do? They have a problem. They have an issue here. Can't build the top floor unless you have a ground floor. So the machlekes tanoim. Whether the first person, the top floor, the guy on the first floor, builds the ground floor, lives in it until the owner of the ground floor is willing to pay him for his expenses, then he builds himself a top floor. Or he has the first build the top floor, and then he can live down with them. And the machlokes will be told on there, is that a house? And then you won't get around. I really apologize, I have to run out. I'm going to dash. And Tuesday, we'll continue. Thank you.